Andrew Yang swipes rivals at first Democrat debate. Like watching most boring football game in history. By Penny Starr on July 31, 2019. Tech entrepreneur and Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang was not among the 10 Democrat candidates on stage on Tuesday in Detroit for the first of two debates, but he put in his two cents nonetheless on Twitter. "I'm sitting in a hotel room with my team," Yang tweeted even before the candidates had started the debate. "It feels like we are about to watch the most boring football game in history." Yang will be on the stage on Wednesday with nine other candidates: Senators Michael Bennett, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, Joe Biden, Julian Castro, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and Washington Governor Jay Inslee. Yang's candidacy faced a setback on Tuesday when the Democratic National Committee, DNC, indicated that his campaign had not yet met the threshold for the fall debates, even as his campaign said on Monday that he had qualified for the September forums. Breitbart News reported. The Hill published an excerpt of an email that the DNC sent to the technology entrepreneur, which states his the July polls sent over by campaign. One NBC/Wall Street Journal survey and an NBC/SurveyMonkey survey count as only one poll because NBC sponsored both surveys. Candidates may only count one NBC-sponsored national poll released during the current qualification period. Mary Beth Cahill, a senior advisor for the DNC, wrote to the Yang camp. "Less than 24 hours after we hit our fourth qualifying poll for the fall debates, the DNC has revoked our second qualifying poll. I have a feeling the hashtag Yang Gang is not going to like this," Yang tweeted after the news broke. The third Democrat debate will be held at Texas Southern University in Houston on September 12-13. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.